This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Skinny on Skin. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. A couple of years ago, I had a pretty bad bout of acne, and it made me so self-conscious. It felt like the only thing people could see when they saw me were those red craters on my cheek. Acne is one of the most common skin conditions, and it can really affect how you feel about yourself. To make matters worse, when you look around on social media, everybody is showing off flawless skin, no matter how much makeup or special photo filters that takes. But there is a new movement that says forget about all that fake skin perfection. Rachel Ishikawa has more.
Like a lot of 20-year-olds, Kiana Wallace uses Instagram a lot. But she's not just keeping up with what her friends did last night or looking at viral videos. Instagram is a place where she gets inspiration and gives it.
What a beautiful face.
I love reading your thoughts.
Beautiful eyes.
Oh, I love this.
Your skin is improving.
Go, girl. You got this.
Kiana is part of something called the Skin Positivity Movement.
It's people coming together that are encouraging people throughout their skincare journeys.
Only about 1,000 people follow Kiana on Instagram. But there's a woman in the UK with nearly 1 million followers, and she gets tens of thousands of likes when she posts bare face pictures of her red inflamed skin. Others online say they're pro pizza face or they call their acne scars fierce AF. This is similar to the body positivity or fat positivity movements. Skin positivity is trying to remove the shame around having acne. Kiana says every aspect of your life shifts when you have severe acne.
Doing your laundry is different. Going out to eat is different. Going outside to take out the trash is different.
And it can be isolating.
I always felt like I was alone because I've never seen anyone's skin as severe as mine.
At the moment, Kiana's skin is actually pretty clear. But when she does have flare-ups...
Like the feeling of it was if you was to rub your fingers across of like a crunch bar. It was painful. It went all down my neck and it hurt to wash my face. It hurt to lay my face on a pillow. I was constantly icing because it just wasn't comfortable.
When her face was covered in acne, Kiana would get comments from strangers. Patrons at the movie theater she worked at would stare at her or offer unsolicited advice. Even doctors didn't see past her skin. One time, she went to the hospital for stomach pains, and her diagnosis came back as severe acne. Kiana says it was ridiculous. Frustrated, Kiana turned to the web. She started researching natural ways to treat her skin. On social media, she found pictures of people with skin like hers, people giving tips on natural care, or sharing their experiences with certain medications. There were inspirational before and after photos. This was the community she was seeking.
I can text someone in Germany, I'm having a crisis, and they'll be there to take my call. They'll be there to talk to me, encourage me. We are really there for each other. You know, it's like a whole family.
Now that Kiana's finally landed on a skin regimen and diet that works for her, she wants to give back to the skin positivity community. But for her, there's one glaring problem within the movement. It's overwhelmingly white. And that means there aren't as many resources for people with more melanin in their skin. Black people especially can experience dark spots, which dermatologists call hyperpigmentation.
And I said, I gotta do something for my black girls. You know, it's different because we have melanin and we're more prone to hyperpigmentation. I think people learn better and they're more inspired when they see someone that looks like them doing it.
She doesn't give out medical advice. But Kiana thinks of herself as a help for people who are struggling. Something as simple as offering a do-it-yourself mask that's easy to make at home.
Just a tiny bit of honey for its amazing antibacterial properties. It's very heartwarming, you know. All I gotta do is snap some pictures, tell them how I'm feeling, you know. Now somebody can sleep at night because they know they're not the only person dealing with it. It's nice to know that I'm actually here for somebody, knowing that I grew up feeling alone.
That story was reported by Rachel Ishikawa.